AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The West is absolutely sizzling. June was the hottest on record in places like Seattle and Salt Lake City, and there's more heat in the forecast this holiday weekend. The heat wave comes as Washington State is dealing with wildfires and dry conditions. Governor Jay Inslee is asking people to limit their use of fireworks, but he stopped short of a statewide ban. 80% of that state's rivers are now reporting below normal flows and record-setting lows. In California, the heat wave is hitting at the same time as a devastating drought. The good news there is that water conservation efforts appear to be paying off.
We're recovering the urban runoff, putting that into our recycle system, and it just helps us keep from using, you know, the imported drinking water.
Cities throughout the state posted record water savings in May before mandatory conservation took effect. Folks in eastern Tennessee are being allowed to go back home this afternoon. Thousands of people near the town of Maryville were evacuated after a CSX train carrying hazardous materials derailed and caught fire. The evacuation order is being lifted following air quality tests.
Everything that was going on at the site involved in the fire and the chemical release was contained at the site and didn't adversely affect the community air quality.
That's a spokesman for the freight line. 87 people were treated at a hospital. 36 were admitted, but none had life-threatening injuries. There are signs posted in major U.S. cities urging people, if they see something, to say something. As the nation prepares to celebrate the 4th of July, there are concerns about security. In Boston, Police Commissioner William Evans is concerned about so-called lone wolves.
A lone wolf, as you've seen what happened in South Carolina, which I believe is an act of terrorism, when some kid comes out and shoots 9 people in a church. I don't know how you prevent that. Obviously, a lone wolf is our worst nightmare.
There is tight security in both New York City and Washington, D.C. as well. This is AP Radio News. A coalition airstrike in Syria has killed a senior Islamic State leader.
The Pentagon says a strike more than 2 weeks ago killed Tariq Bintahar al-Ani al-Harzi. Captain Jeff Davis calls him a senior Islamic State leader who'd been responsible for moving fighters and weapons from Libya to Syria, and says al-Harzi's death will hurt the group's foreign fighter flow. Davis says al-Harzi also coordinated suicide bombing attacks in Iraq. The Treasury Department had slapped economic sanctions on al-Harzi last year. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A Russian booster rocket has successfully launched an unmanned cargo shipment to the International Space Station. It's expected to arrive there later this weekend.
The Progress resupply vehicle will be opened Sunday morning. The crew not scheduled to begin unloading its cargo until early Monday morning.
That's NASA's Rob Navius. The ship is carrying more than 2 tons of fuel, oxygen, water, food, and other supplies for the crew of the International Space Station. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.